President Mahama yesterday provided a platform for the media and a cross-section of Ghanaians to ask him probing questions about his administration of the state in his first year in office. We now pick the toss of some political party leaders, an independent candidate and the NPP on President Mahama's engagement with the media. First, the leader and founder of the United Renaissance Party, Kofi Wayo.
I know he's an intellectual, and he handled himself. He made the press very embarrassing. That we're very embarrassing press, you know that. They need to be trained well. Our press are a backbone for the people. And the way we have tried the press, we're going nowhere. John Mahama has done very well. In a way, I wasn't shocked, but I was. He handled the questions. He was on top. He knew more than the press. And none of them ask any question that's important. John Mahama shows that mathematically he knows what he's doing. He knows the culture. He understands them, you know. I can see that. So this is the first time I've seen a president in Africa handle questions that made me know that this guy knows something. Because, you know, the rest of, you know, before you saw him, when you ask a question, he calls his minister, "It's for you." But John Mahama, he handled every one of the questions. I've been telling you people, this is the only guy I know among all the politicians that will deliver something if we give him support. You know, all of them come to chop money. And they chop money because Rawlings have made the Constitution. You can come and steal, kill, and go away. There's indemnity clause. You don't have to do a goddamn thing. Don't you know that? So if you support Mahama, I know he have the heart for the people and for the country. That's why I'm supporting him.
What else do you think His Excellency John Mahama can do to propel the development process and let the common man who you feel for benefit from his administration?
He's a leader. Now he has to rally the people to tell us his vision, and then we help him to carry out his vision. Okay, for example, I know I can fix the energy. Everything that's lying to him, I'm prepared. I'm standing by. I have the money, the engineers and everything, and we'll crack the energy, bring the prices down, and bring industry. And I'll guarantee, if he wants to listen, I'll guarantee to within 36 months to create 3 million jobs. It's there. I've been around the country and I've seen it. So it's up to him. He's the only one who cares about the Ghanaians. I know all of them Ghanaians. All the politicians, they just want money. That's all. The only mama that I know.
You've always been saying that if you are given the opportunity in the energy sector, you can perform wonders. What kind of wonders will you perform?
One, you are paying 1,000 times too much for a kilowatt of electricity. Why? Two, since 1924, some cables that you laid here, raising the prices, and you still haven't fixed anything. Your feeder circuit system, ask them at the ECD. What happened to your feeder circuit system? Why can't you isolate faults? And you've been increasing your stuff. And you can't blame Mahama for Dumso. He was 9 years old when Dumso started. Did you hear any of the press ask about electricity yesterday or water for the people? So it's only the president have to have feeling and fear of God to do for the people. Because the people, they don't seem to care if they have no water. So I have a lot of hope in John Mahama. I would be totally devastated if he let me down.
Kofi Wayo is founder of the United Renaissance Party.
The 2012 presidential candidate of the PNC, Hassan Ayarga, says President Mahama did pretty well and was on top of issues when he met the media. He said the first 8 months of his tenure were hit by the election petition. For him, what is important is for President Mahama to do well to cater for the needs of Ghanaians.
The way the media asked their questions, I will say he was on top yesterday with regards to answering the question. But whether to say those questions were the real answers to the problems that we are facing, one will have to reconsider it again and again. But I think his 1 year of administration, I will not say 1 year because you and I won't go back to history. We know that we had 8 months of election petition and coupled with a lot of riots and agitations from labor union and many other fire all over the country. We want to be fair to one another because I want to be fair to the president. I want to be fair to any other person in this country. I do not pray that the NDC government should fail, and I don't also pray that President Mahama should fail, but I pray that he can succeed so that some of us that will come after him can build on what he has done so far. So for me, what I want is Ghana to move forward. What I want is to see that Ghanaians get the 3 square meals they are yearning for and get quality education, good food, infrastructure, and many other things that we are looking forward to achieve for the people of this country.
How would you expect President Mahama to prosecute the rest of the agenda he has promised Ghanaians?
Every president or every party has vision, strategies, and policies. For the rest of the time that he has promised us, he's moved on to his second year and third and fourth year. I believe that he is actually put in place and now he has the authority. Don't forget, in 2012, he didn't have all the authority to be a president. He had 4 months authority to be. Now he has authority and capacity to run this country as the sitting president of the Republic of Ghana. So I'm praying hard that he can many investors to come in and look into other investment centers and others who can promote socio-economic development in this country and see how best that we can get our work towards the achievement and goals of Mother Ghana. And more to the point, it is important to know that the government or any other government would like to win, would like to do his best to be able to win an election. So I don't think that they are one way running the country to seat themselves, but rather seat the masses of these voters who voted for them, so that 2016 they might get another chance again. But in any case, what we are looking at is getting what is important and moving forward as a nation. We have so many, many, many problems in country now. And I will not say it started from him, because if his predecessor, President Kufo, former president Atamis, have built this nation with a very strong foundation, then President Mahama will not be facing the problems he's facing today. So that's why sometimes the leaders after President Mahama has all failed them in. And we all know it is important for all of us to work together as a nation, not to be working as partisan people, saying that once you are not in power, you will not help build Mother Ghana. Don't forget that the one sitting down will not be there sometime to come. So you will probably, so don't encourage partisanship in destroying Mother Ghana.
Hassan Ayariga is the 2012 presidential candidate of the PNC.
Another only independent presidential candidate for the 2012 presidential election, Jacob Oseyebua, has commended President Mahama for being on top of issues raised by journalists. He also advocated the need for the program to be held twice in a year.
Yes, I think he did his best in the circumstance to give those answers as it ought to. You could see that where I saw the president struggling was with regards to the aspect of our economy and the way forward. But apart from that, I think that's what he said was okay.
What of the quality of the questions?
Most of the questions were about events. And sometimes, you know, as Roosevelt said, that little minds discusses about people, medium minds discusses about events, and then a developed mind discusses about development. And what I was actually looking forward is where we were and where we are and where are we heading towards as a nation. That is the most important thing that I was looking at in terms of our socio-economic development.
So moving forward, will you advocate that this interaction with the media and the president should continue?
I think it's very, very important, and I think that it shouldn't just be on an annual basis. I think that if it's semi-annual, it will actually help to inform people. Because honestly, the way we do our policies in Ghana is just bad. It's very difficult for people to discern about the hard facts and truth of issues, because we tend to politicize issues by what we normally term as political actors. And a lot of people normally act, not actually addressing the main core issue, or what they look for is to score political points, you know, and that is not actually helping us as a nation. And to be honest with you, if you look at the circumstance of where we were, I mean, the state of apprehension of all of us as a nation, and if you look at the security measures that the government has actually put in place and how the government handled itself during the Supreme Court cases up to date, it's highly commendable. Because if you're a government, the first thing that you need to look for is security, okay? Security of lives and property. And for that matter, the government has done excellently. Now, the other aspect, which is actually coming back to haunt all of us, is our economic security. And it's basically as a result of the political decision that the government actually took in getting power with the single fund pay policy. And that is what is actually biting all of us. And the government is still acting as a paternalistic government.
That was the independent presidential candidate for the 2012 elections, Jacob Oseyebua.
The acting communications director of the MPP, Perry Okudzeto, claims some journalists were given preferential treatment during the president's news conference yesterday. According to him, journalists were picked to ask questions while others were denied the chance. Mr. Okudzeto spoke with Yaya Kwama.
Proliferation of a lot of pro-NDC media at the event, in as much as there were representation from the entire landscape of the media within our country. Questions were asked to the best of, I believe, those who were present's ability. The president tried to answer to the best of his ability. I believe he was not sincere in most of the questions that had to do with his conflict of interest situation in intervening in matters that concerned his family and his friends. I believe that we all, you know, sitting from behind and watching what has gone on within his government regarding corruption and conflict of interest issues that has engulfed his administration.
Why would you say that with the representation of the media, it was an open invitation to all media houses, irrespective of your pro or anti-NDC?
What I'm saying is not about the invitation. What I'm saying is the lineup of, it is not everybody who went there who got the opportunity to ask the president questions. But we saw repetitively people who were editors of media houses that had leanings with the government who had the opportunity to ask questions. That is what I'm talking about.
With the issue of sincerity, yesterday he made it quite clear that he had not interfered in any way in the Merchant Bank saga or issue, because the time he became president, he could have sacked the board, he could have changed management and whatever, but he didn't do anything.
So what led to the resignation of members of the board? Why hasn't the company involved been able to pay a peswa of the money owed the bank to today? Why is it that the president was able to call off a deal where a South African bank offered to buy the bank? It cannot be that the president is a fresh candidate who has just come into office and is doing a year. This is the 6th year of the NDC in government.
Some people have hailed the president for being able to fix the energy challenge that confronted the nation.
Has the president been able to bring that to a close? It is because the former administration, the Kufuor administration, initiated a project like the Bui Dam that has been on the drawing board since the days of Gorgeous Beck.
Acting Director of Communications of the MPP, Perry Okujetu.
A legal practitioner, Kakra Samoa, said Ghanaians must be proud to have President Mahama as the chief executive of this country. Speaking to Radio Ghana on his impressions about President Mahama's performance, Mr. Samoa said the president answered all questions with skill and acumen.
Any question that was put to him, he answered it, and he answered it masterfully. They don't have any point whatsoever. You see, the problem that some of us unfortunately fall into, let me liken it to my profession. I'm a lawyer. You go to court and the witness is in a box and you ask him questions. Any good lawyer knows that the witness knows the story more than you, the lawyer, does. So you cajole to suit your version of the story from the witness. You cannot claim that you know the story better than the witness. The president, as president, knows the problems fairly well. Indeed, after being in power for 1 hour, for 1 year, to know the problems of the country in a manner that nobody else does. So if a question defeats him, it means that he's not on top of the issues. If he does well, and then you turn around to say that the journalist does not ask appropriate questions, you are not doing justice to your own country and your own heritage. We must be proud of the system that we have erected for ourselves, and you must be proud that this system is working very well to our advantage.
There were some observations that the president is a bit slow in taking steps to prosecute. I heard his answers, because we are in a democracy and the processes must be followed. But as a lawyer, don't you think there's the need for prosecution to be fast-tracked?
First of all, when you make a statement like that, who do you have in mind who should be prosecuted? That's a question you must answer, basically. The person who should be prosecuted is the person about whom investigations have been fully carried out, and of whom the Attorney General has a very good view that once prosecuted, there will be a conviction. Who are the people who should be prosecuted? I want to know the names. It's easy to say that they are making this sort of noise about George Anka, so we should prosecute him. Do we have sufficient evidence to stand in court?
Finally, what would you want the president to do differently to ensure that the promise he has made to Ghanaians is achieved?
He doesn't have to do anything differently. He should continue along the course he has chosen. He should work to his own timetable, and then at the end of 2016, as he himself said, the people of Ghana will be the better judges.
That is a legal practitioner, Kakre Samoa.
Radio Ghana seeks the views of the public on President Dramani Mahama's one-year forum, which was held yesterday. First views from Greater Accra.
I was impressed and thinking, because the whole of last year, because of the court case, you realize that he did not start from the January 7th when he's supposed to start working. For 8 months, anything that he wants to do, people were vilifying him. Oh, he's not yet certain that he is going to be the president of Ghana. For that reason, you will realize that for 8 good months, couldn't do anything. But from the time that the decision came that he was the winner, and he continued in earnest, you realize that things picked up.
For the past year, I've not really seen any improvement in terms of the economy and all that.
For the past year, looking at events from January to the period that the court issue started and when it ended, I think we have come a long way as a nation and as a people, because nothing would have happened in a vacuum. And for sure, if the court issue hadn't come up, we would have seen a better and a faster economy.
It wasn't a bad start. When you're beginning everything, it's challenging. So the best thing we Ghanaians are to do is to give him some time. I know he's staying in for 4 years, and he's taken 1 year already. So let's see what the other 3 years has for us.
We move to the Western region.
I watched the president's encounter with the media yesterday, and for me, it was okay. The president really showed that he was on top of issues. He didn't mince words, and then told the general public that he is playing his part as a president, and that he will need the support of all the citizens, especially in his fight against corruption. No, there are institutions that have been established to deal with that, but the onus rests on you and I to also report cases of corruption to those institutions. He did well, and then also urged him on to carry out his visions and other programs that he has.
With me, it's irrelevant, because why did they even ask selected media houses to come and ask questions? And even their questions were not probing enough to me. And I also say that even the questions, follow-up questions, were not allowed to be asked. And then the answers the president was giving, to me, felt satisfactory.
I also watched the president's encounter with the media yesterday, and I thought it is really important with the media querying the president about his achievements he hopes to do for the country, and it's really important we would support him, give him the maximum support for him to move on forward with his aims that he hopes to achieve for the country. And we hope that he will, whatever thing that he said, as he promised, he would fulfill it accordingly.
Views of the public on President Mahama's interaction with the media yesterday.